This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. There's still one more step, but the FDA has approved COVID boosters for all adults, according to Pfizer and Moderna. The AP's Sagar Magani.
Pfizer and Moderna say the FDA has signed off on making boosters available to everyone 18 and older, simplifying what has been a confusing list of who's eligible. But there's still one more step. The CDC has to agree that even healthy young adults should get either a Pfizer or Moderna booster. The agency's advisors will discuss later today. If the CDC approves as well, tens of millions more Americans could have three doses before the new year, as a rise in virus cases could get worse with the holidays. Anyone who received the single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine is already eligible for a booster. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The House has been voting on the Democrats' big social and environment bill after an eight-hour marathon speech overnight by top House Republican Kevin McCarthy, who slammed the Democrats, President Biden, and the bill.
You are spending so much money. Never before.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi didn't seem impressed when asked about McCarthy's all-nighter.
Did McCarthy achieve anything effectively last night?
I have no idea.
What do you think his point was?
I have no idea.
President Biden went to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center this morning for his first routine physical exam as president. He briefly transferred power to Vice President Kamala Harris. He's 78 years old. A fourth day of jury deliberations today in the Kyle Rittenhouse murder trial in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Yesterday, the judge granted a juror's request that she be allowed to take home jury instructions, but told her not to talk to anybody about them. A rare first printing of the U.S. Constitution sold at Sotheby's in New York for $43.2 million. This is AP News. Battling COVID, Germany is declaring an emergency.
The head of Germany's disease control agency says the country has entered into a nationwide state of emergency because of surging coronavirus infections. The head of the Robert Koch Institute, Lothar Wieler, says regular medical care cannot be guaranteed anymore in some parts of Germany because hospitals and intensive care wards are overstretched. He calls for urgent additional measures to tackle the rise in COVID-19 cases, which topped 50,000 for the third day running. Wieler told reporters in Berlin, all of Germany is one big outbreak. There is a nationwide state of emergency. We need to pull the emergency brake. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Gas prices holding steady as we head into the weekend. It's $3.41 a gallon, according to the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.